It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have the wonderful Michelle here to take your questions that she gets either on email or call us to do our order line, 888-212-8871. And Michelle, I'm sure she has some wonderful announcements, sweetie. Go ahead.
Well, hi. It's great to be here, as usual, on Friday. It just seems like we just sat here a few minutes ago, and here we are back again, Friday.
You look forward to the Friday show because you're the host with the most. Go ahead.
I just noticed on the intro there, it says the Dr. Bill Deagle Show. Is that what it's called? I thought it was a NutraMedical Report.
Well, that's just when they initially made that audio back last summer.
Oh.
They'll probably update it because we want to update it. It just says NutraMedical Report. Of course, Deagle's on there because I'm the main host, but you're the host on Friday. First host on the Friday first hour.
I'm a fraction of the time, which I like.
Well, actually, the most popular hour is the hour when you actually make my nutraceutical protocols understandable, and therefore people, it's probably one of the most popular hours.
So before we get started, Bill, anything new on this November 15th, right in the middle, and we've got Thanksgiving coming up in a couple weeks, but is there anything new product-wise? I know we did get all of here I'm asking you and I'm answering the question. I sound like you.
Yeah.
Because I just remembered that we got our patented, how do you say that, Bill? Patent, Red Deer Velvet. It all arrived yesterday.
Yeah, that's good.
With the new labels, the exact same product, just has the new label. We legally have to say it's patented.
So. And by the way, there's no filler. It's the actual 100% in special capsule.
I know. Remember the old Red Deer we used to get from Alimax? There's fillers in that. There's fillers in almost everything, everywhere. But there's not one smidgen of fillers. So, you know, we could have made twice as many capsules out of it. But no, we don't put any. It's 100% organic, New Zealand, Red Deer.
And do you know the story?
With the DR cap.
Do you know the story behind the Red Deer?
The story behind the Red Deer. I'd be surprised if there's a story that I haven't heard in the
I'm going to go back to the original about 12, 13 years ago.
Okay,
I had a contact with some of our patients who were saying we should really investigate Red Deer Velvet. It's about 13, 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a hold of a supplier in New Zealand, and we actually would connect by Skype and so on directly when we were on Genesis. And we brought them on. We have their product sold. The fact is that over time, I decided I wanted to see if we could actually get our own private label product. And they wouldn't private label for us. But I was been doing research for 4 decades on anti-aging technology. I belong to the Academy. And roughly 5 years ago, I got a inspiration. It already dreams and visions, but an inspiration that there is a time during life where you don't age. And God revealed to me 5 years ago that it was actually when you're a fetus. And when you're a fetus...
Well, would you tell me this story?
Yeah, when you're a fetus, you got all the 300 biomolecules. You're going to get me with your pen. When you're a fetus, your 300 biomolecules made by your placenta, which is not part of the mama, it's part of the baby, makes all the building blocks for your stem cells and you don't age. Well, I searched and I managed to find about 3 or 4 years ago that the capsule gel system allowed me to preserve those molecules because they're actually distributed to the end of the small bowel where they're turned into my cell, and they go into the splenic circulation through your liver. I go to your stem cells.
Okay, I got to stop you right there.
I have to stop you there. Right.
Because one of the questions today, and I was talking to Deborah, and I know, Deborah, you're listening, aren't you? Deborah from Oklahoma is listening.
Right.
And she's like me. Every time she hears you talk about the blah, 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 and it goes through and everything, she's just purchased the Red Deer Velvet.
Right.
But she doesn't understand what it means, like that it goes into the intestine or bypasses, or does it stay whole? Like, keep it real simple. What does it do? Does it stay in the capsule and then go into the intestine or something?
Yes, what happens is the capsule preserves it so that the stomach acid and pepsin and the digestive enzymes cannot break it down. So all the biomolecules completely bypass the stomach and the intestines, so that
bypasses the stomach and the intestines.
And the upper intestines where your digestive food.
Upper intestines.
Right. So when it gets to the end of the small bowel, the capsule gel now finally releases the molecules, and they're turned into what's called a micelle. That means the unaltered molecules and hormones then are sent back to your stem cells everywhere in your body.
So why does it happen in the small bowel? How come it's
the capsule
to there?
The capsule is designed to release it down there.
Oh, it's designed to last all the way through the stomach, all the way through the large intestine.
To the small intestine. It's the end of the small intestine.
Well, what's the first one? The first intestine.
The first intestine is your esophagus, your stomach, and your duodenum, where all the digestive enzymes come in. And then the end of the small bowel, where you're digesting your food and absorbing it, is where the terminal ileum before you get to your appendix.
Okay, what's after the stomach?
The small bowel, the duodenum, and the digestive enzymes from the pancreas.
Okay, and what is the... Is that the part where it gets released?
No, it's the ileum. It's like, you know, 12, 14 feet later, at the end of the small bowel, just before it becomes a large bowel, connects to the large bowel.
Just before it becomes a large bowel, okay.
Right.
All right. So that's where it'll open up.
Right, and when it opens up there, it gets turned into what's called a micelle, which means it's covered by these special little lipids. So then it gets absorbed through the circulation of the small bowel wall. It goes in through the liver and then goes to all your tissues of your body and your stem cells all throughout your body to rebuild you. Now, every day when you go to sleep at night, your stem cells come out of hiding, out of your fat, your bone marrow, and everywhere, and they fractionally rebuild you. You're a clone of your previous self. So 7 years ago, there was a Michelle Deagle. That's a different person than you in terms of your physical body. You're actually a clone of the previous version of you. And so if you take multiples of seven, which is in the Bible, everybody is a seven-year-old. Mm-hmm. Everybody on Earth, even if you're 90, you're a seven-year-old, right. But you're a previous clone. And if you have a really good photocopier, you make a good copy of yourself, so you age slower. Mm-hmm. That's dependent on not only red deer velvet and other molecules, like your vancomycin and other supplements you need to take, like Omega Supreme Pro, Vitamineral Max, etc. But it also on the frequency of the field that the Earth is. For example, the frequency of the field of the Earth is called the Edenic frequency. It's minerals. And where Adam and Eve lived, the mineral frequency actually stimulated their DNA to make a messenger RNA, which makes your protein and your enzymes. I'm able to reproduce that now with my Edenic frequency antenna, which I have now. So that this field actually will block not only pollution, it extends lifespan, just like our other technology like Magi and Selvedomat and Photon Sound Beam and so on. But you need the supplements. If you don't have the supplements, that's why no one is going to be able to purchase one of these machines, including the Magi, unless you have a consult. Because I know what supplements you take, it's a waste of time to have these technology. You have to have the right supplements. And ours are the best.
Deborah from Oklahoma also wanted me to ask you today. Hey, Deborah, she heard from someone about cell salts from Highland Cell Salts or something. So I looked it up for you to see what in the heck that was. And it's a homeopathic and they use like calcarea florica. And it's just as she's, you know, it's another thing out there.
No, forget it. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
First off, we have the most advanced technology for absorption.
Did you ever hear of anything like that before?
Yeah, there's lots of garbage out there. Tons. Yeah, it's all garbage.
Isn't there though?
Yeah, let me explain. We have in all of our vitamins, like Life Support, Life Support, Vitamineral Max, Vitamineral Mix, the powder, and so on. We have Albion chelated minerals. The Albion chelation is one of the most advanced technology because they're attached to a protein. They're actively transported across the cell membrane. So they don't, like getting through the exit ramp, get jammed trying to cross the ion channels. Because if you have a whole bunch of minerals, some minerals are just not going to make it.
Yeah.
So that's number two. We have monoatomic liposomal minerals that are actually impressed with a radionic frequency to absorb them. And those are our other minerals. Mm-hmm. Now, so nobody has better technology than ours. And we also have bioactivated vitamins. Every vitamin we have jumps or any gene defect you have. So if you have, say, Vitamineral Max or whatever, we have a converted version of folic acid and B12 in the vitamin, converted version of vitamin B6, et cetera, and say bio-LVR. So even if you have a gene snip or polymorphism, which will cause you problems, we already jump the gene defect, just like we have minoquinone 7, vitamin K2. It already jumps the gene defect if you had a snip or polymorphism in your DNA. Nobody else does that. We have the only ones.
Cool.
Plus, we have, you know, the technology we have. I tell people, stop wasting your time by searching on the sewer net. That's what I call the internet. Stop going to thinking you're going to go to a chiropractor, naturopath, or a kindergarten-level functional medicine doctor just starting this to try to make his practice look good. Go only to us and our wellness protocols.
The next question, these are the first questions, of course, if you're a new listener to NutriMedical, are people that have called this week, and I just try to, you know, write it down, and they listen and want to hear their answer, right?
But, right.
And I've got a few here, so hopefully I can kind of rush
sure.
up a little bit, because I try to do it in the first segment. Thomas from Tennessee. He used to live here in California.
Right.
He loves it in Tennessee, too.
He does, doesn't he?
A friend of his has Addison's disease. He says it's an autoimmune disease, and I guess her feet have huge blisters and hurt and everything. What is Addison's disease?
It's where you get basically autoimmunity, and it attacks your adrenal glands. President JFK had it. He had Addison's disease.
Oh, did he? What can he get for her to help her?
Well, she won't need just a starter protocol. She'll need more. She'll need adrenal support gland to start with.
Yes.
She'll need adrenal peptides. She'll need red deer velvet and oncomycin to start. Right? That's and very often, if you have adrenal problems, you also have thyroid, which means you may need mitothyroid too. But she'll need vitamin mineral mix, and then fatty acids like Omega Supreme Pro. That's just a starter protocol. I have other things that will turn off her autoimmune disease, which are often triggered up by toxins and stealth pathogens. So she needs to have a starter protocol and probably move on to a consult.
Oh, gee, I can't forget Vincent. Vincent, I did check my messages before I went on the air today. Our friend Vincent from Ohio, Bill.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to know what hemochromatosis, how do you address hemochromatosis?
Well, basically, that's just rupture.
What is that?
Hemochromatosis, where your red cells are breaking down, right? And then if you have elevated levels of iron in your body, we want to chelate out the excess iron. We use our Ultra Zeolite and Keeler Max to pull it out. And we also want to balance your system. If you have fragile red cells, for example, we can improve the fragility of the cells with things like antioxidants, for example, which we have a whole range of them, from H2-plex to ultrathiamine B1, cell detox, glutathione, selenium, cruciferate, and gamma influx.
Is there a simple protocol, especially if it's for someone else, like three or four things?
Well, for hemochromatosis, the first thing is that you want to know where their iron levels are.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't want to know where their total iron binding capacity and their ferritin levels are. But usually, if we're just trying to support it, we want to give them a bio-LVR minimum, which is B12 and folic acid and methylation support and iron ferritin. And say take that with power C. But for hemochromatosis, if you got excess iron, if you're going to chelate it out, I'd recommend for a male 3 caps twice a day of excess iron, or ultra zeolite 13 to 15 drops 3 times a day.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Also, Todd. Hey, Todd from South Dakota. And your mother was born in North Dakota.
Fargo.
Many, many moons ago. His daughter is an athlete. She's a runner. And she is lacking calcium. Her bones, right?
Well,
she needs more calcium, and he wanted to know. She doesn't like to drink milk, and he wanted to know what of our products, a couple of them, would be great for her to start to take.
Yeah, a bone generator, 6 capsules, a half hour.
A girl, 6? Is that what it says in the bottle? 6?
Yeah, the reason is athletes are the same as an elderly woman. Because what happens is athletic women lose calcium like crazy. In fact, they have a very high risk of having parathological fractures.
Oh, so she has to take...
So if you did a bone densitometry, like a DEXA scan on an athlete, they often have bones that look like a 70-year-old.
Oh, wow.
So you have to give them...
Okay, so she takes...
You have micelle D3, myco D2, right, and full vitamin K2 and collagen max.
What's the two most important? I know bone generator.
Bone generator and micelle D3.
And micelle D3, okay, thanks.
But it should be on
Todd, I'm sure you're listening to that, because
it should be on the full vitamin K2 as well. And the collagen max, because if you don't have rebar in your bones, the bones fracture even if they're denser on the DEXA scan.
Okay, do we have time for one more question here?
Go ahead. Yeah, 2 minutes.
Stanley from West Virginia, I guess from his wife Lorraine. I thought I was supposed to read this one last week.
Right.
And he had 47 strokes, 4 mini strokes in 24 hours. And now he's helpless on his left side, and he angers easily, and he's trying to learn to walk again. And the MRI showed scar tissue in his brain.
Well, first off, we need to go beyond just the starter protocol. He's in terminus. He's basically going to die. So he needs everything from mild hyperbaric oxygen, a whole range of supplements like Cognition Plus, Brain Power, Brain Mag, Neurogen, Omega Supreme Pro, Neurotransmitter Support, Remyelination, brain peptides, vascular peptides for the blood vessels.
Make up a whole drink.
Yeah, he needs
a drink.
You can make up a drink and actually give it to him. And if you have to, you can put it down by feeding tube if you can't drink.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay, great. When we come back, we'll start with the emails.
There you go.
Thank you for listening. It's great to be here again, Deb.
You bet.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation. And get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com. And then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores. Or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, Mishy. We have lots more questions to answer, and hopefully we'll give people good starter protocols. And by the way, you can get a starter protocol free. I'm the only telemedicine doctor in the world that provides free starter protocols and even callbacks and emails. And if I believe that you are not recovering or you need to do a testing, the first layer I do is tell you what tests to do with your local doctor covered by insurance, and the next after that is a full consult, meaning I review your tests and give you test kits from anywhere in the world, connect you with talented clinics that can do surgery or even stem cell therapy. So it's all done by video, so I give you a recording, and I can send it to you afterward.
Are you ready for the emails, Bill?
I am indeed. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Charles from Pennsylvania. Dr. Deagle, my question to you, can plant-derived minerals crystallize your liver in any way?
No.
I wonder what that question means.
Plant-derived minerals, in general, are generally chelated in an organic matrix, and they're actually safer, just like our selenium, cruciferate, and our organic chromium made by John Hopkins.
Yeah.
They're made in cruciferous vegetables, so they're actually safer. Most selenium out there, by most people, whether it's in Amazon or Vitacost, are extremely toxic, but our selenium cruciferate and our monoatomic selenium are safe.
Yeah.
Selenium, if you get the wrong form, is incredibly toxic to the body. So plant ones are exact opposite. They will not ever cause harm. But the problem is you can do heavy metals in food sometimes, because some plants will bioconcentrate heavy metals if it's in the soil or the air around them, like in rain.
Next is Michael from Texas. Dr. Bill, signed into the website and called your wife, Michelle. She said to email you, so this is what he says. My wife is 58 years old, Bill.
Yeah.
Weighs 174 pounds, 5'8".
Right.
She has been diagnosed with Meniere's disease.
Right.
Nothing prescribed has had any effect except anti-nausea meds.
Right.
She experiences vertigo, motion sickness, leading to nausea and migraine headache. When she exhales through her nose, there is a strong sinus odor that comes and goes. This is becoming a life changer. What are your thoughts and recommendations? And then he goes down to say, about 3 months ago, I wrote the preceding email to you regarding my wife's Meniere's disease. It has worsened to the point of also including hearing loss and ringing in her ear. Due to financial issues, we could not begin the protocol you suggested back then, Bill. So could you narrow it down to the best four items and required dosages? She presently uses Calm Mind nightly. That's probably the Calm Mind cherry, because hardly anyone drinks the flavorless. How long would it take to see results? Okay, so that's
First off, if you don't take the full protocol, your chances of getting results, especially with Meniere's, are minimal.
So what are four products?
Allison Med, Nutridyne, Ear Care Meniarin, and Ultrathiamin B1.
Okay, that's really good ones, Bill.
Yeah.
That's good.
But if you don't get recovery in 2 to 4 weeks, that will knock out the infections. And if you do also decide to get some silver, get the nasal silver spray so you take it nasally, because it sounds like she has sinusitis.
Oh, and to get the nasal, all you do is email me, and I just put it in with whichever one you've purchased.
Yeah, it's a special
dropper or the sprayer.
Yeah.
I have the nasal attachments here.
Do you give that to them free, or just throw it in there?
I do. I just throw it in free.
Oh, you're so nice. We pay for it.
When they're already a customer, yeah.
There you go.
I'm going to charge someone for those little nasal
things. That shows you why you're the host with the most, as they say.
Well, I'm going to...
And you have a lot of compassion for our people.
Bill, they've already bought the silver dropper, right, or the silver spray, and it comes with the spray top or a dropper top. Why wouldn't you give them a nasal?
Well, you know that, as I say, they've joined the NutriMedical family, like a Sicilian family, you know, like the mob.
I know.
We're like the medical mob.
All of our kids have their hand out all the time, don't they?
Yeah, I know.
They get more than their share.
Yeah, all our people that are actually part of our health family and our spiritual family get spoiled. We try to spoil everybody.
The thing with my daughter, as you know, the youngest, our daughter, I should say, has Down syndrome.
Right, right.
The boys, our first son born is actually 34 years old.
34 years
Matthew.
Old.
And boy, all these guys never leave home. They leave home and they come back. And right now, Christopher's here, and Christopher is 28. And he's here.
Well, Steve's
girlfriend lives here.
Steve's
no one wants to leave.
Steve's just a mile away. He's all about.
And Steve is actually in Hawaii right now proposing to his fiance. It's just so exciting.
Yeah.
They're in her mother's condo over there. And, and I said, that's really exciting. Yeah, Steve is just down the road, which is lovely.
Well, Matthew lives outside Boston.
He's our second son, and he teaches special needs. And it's kind of cool because he grew up with Kelsey, and he's so good at his job. So he's a teacher at the high school here in Vista.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, how did I get off on all this? Jennifer from Minnesota. My daughter is going on a missions trip in 2 weeks to Eswatini or something, Africa, Bill? How would you say Eswatini, Africa?
Yeah.
And has vaccination shots for flu and typhoid, as recommended by her doctor and missions people. Should I get her something for bug bites? I remember Michelle getting bit by something and was healed. Yeah, that was a brown recluse spider, and that was a Neutrodyne.
Right.
That absolutely made that fester up and go away in a couple days.
To prevent bug bites, the first thing you do is you take our Allicin Med, and the thiol compounds in your sweat will prevent bugs from biting. And number two, you want to take Bug Bouncer, and then you want the Neutrodyne.
Believe it or not, the Allicin Med works better than the Bug Bouncer.
Right, but I'm just saying the next step is you must take Neutrodyne if you are bitten to make sure you kill off the pathogens carried in the bug bite. It can often carry viruses or serious spirochetes or other pathogens,
you know. Well, she says, I should add that my daughter, Lisa, takes migraine medicine.
Well
you should give a protocol for migraines, everyone tells you that CoQ on the tongue, CoQ Supreme.
You puncture CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, bite into it and hold it in your mouth for 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Put a Power Muscle B12 under your tongue, take a BioLVR, 2 capsules twice a day, and no more migraines. Bye. See ya. No need for drugs. Drugs are dangerous. And remember, if you use NutriMeds, you can cut out drugs 80% across the board. And in many cases, you don't need drugs at all. And that number is going to get less and less and less with time.
Jennifer also says, thank you, Bill, so very much for helping her and their daughter, Lisa. God bless you and your family. And God bless you too, Jennifer.
There you go.
Next, Bill, is Barb from Colorado. It has been a while since I have spoken with you concerning my cataract protocol. To bring you up to date with that issue, my eyesight has improved just a little. Some days it seems that I can see a little better, and some days not as well. I still have the clouded double vision. Would you please restate your cataract protocol? So that's in a case where they need to take the whole thing, right? That's when, after they try it and they see that it's just a little, then they have to add the whole works, right?
Right. So do you want me to go over the expanded from what the basic? You take Can-See 2 drops, each eye 4 times a day, Carnosine D-Link, 2 capsules, 3 times a day, Nutritrala, 1 tablet, 3 times a day, Ultrathiamin B1, 2 capsules, 3 times a day, and that will help reduce the free radicals, H2-plex hydrogen, cell detox glutathione, and gamma A plus to get rid of the cytokines.
So I guess she's got up to all of those, right? The Nutritrala, that's
and the
vision, alpha-lipoic acid, right?
Yeah, and the Vision Max, 2 capsules twice a day. She may also require Lumen Photon on her eyes. Frequency number 7 for reducing intraocular pressure, and 3 for regeneration. And eye peptides. And if you take the eye peptides, you take a vascular peptide with the eye peptide twice a day for the first month, once a day for 3 months, and then 10 days a month after that.
So this is when you really need to see bigger results.
And Lumen. Yeah, and we have epigenetic.
How do you think this can see for her having double vision and everything? She obviously would need
more. No, she's
more
got double vision. She's
see.
Got she's got more than just a cataract.
Yeah.
What she's got is extraocular muscle weakness. So she may need things to support that, like mega muscles, mitochondrial support, like mitochondrial catalysts, and things to support energy metabolism, like CoQ10 Supreme, and VascuCare carnitine to support muscular contractile kind of strength. So the VascuCare carnitine will help in the end of circulation, cardiovascular. She's probably got microcirculatory issues. So.
Well, she says here, when I spoke with you on the phone a few months ago, you mentioned that you had a successful Hashimoto's protocol. I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's and prescribed 0.075 milligrams of, what's that, lefoxin? What's that? Levothyroxine or something?
Yeah, totally, completely useless.
How
and
do
it's
you
been
say
used
that?
By doctors for 50 years and it's completely useless.
How do you say it?
Levothyroxine. See, when you have synthetic thyroid, you want the glandular. And then we have the best glandular in the world because it has thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus. It's from BSE-free animals.
Yeah.
And you also have the cofactors in there, and you want to be taking with that forskolin for 5' deiodination, selenium cruciferate, and cell detox glutathione and neutrodyne. With neutrodyne, you need plasma iodine, not any other iodine. Don't get it from Mike Adams or anybody else that has garbage. You got to get the plasma iodine, which we carry, the only one in the world.
Well, you know, Rich, that Vincent, right, from Ohio, left a message on the phone this morning, right, which was that chemo, whatever it was, right, that thing. Also, you must have copied an email to me, something for Vincent, an orthopedic knee surgeon, clean out and repair of partial tears.
Right.
Is that for Vincent?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. You see, when I had the additional problem, let me explain. This is not like naturopathy or just chiropractic, whatever. There's times when you have to do surgery. Now, if you've got a joint that's degenerating, what happens is the little fragments of cartilage actually calcify and act like micro razor blades.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to clean out the joint, get all the garbage out of there, put Hyaline, which is made from rooster comb, 6 million molecular weight polymer, mm-hmm. and you got to deburn, smooth off the surface of the cartilage so you don't have eburnation, which is cartilage against cartilage, bone on bone. The joint surfaces never should touch. There always has to be a hydroviscous layer, and you can put platelet-rich plasma in or stem cell injections, and I don't think it's necessary, to be honest with you. One of my colleagues, Dr. Centeno, I worked with in the late 90s on an IRB pain panel, and he had to move his clinic from Broomfield, Colorado to Grand Cayman Islands because the FDA bugged him and said he couldn't put stem cells because he had a stem cell lab, pulling your bone marrow out and growing it in his lab and then giving it back in even though it was barcoded. He said if you multiply it for more than 24 hours, it's a drug. So the FDA harassed him until he had to move his clinic, so you have to go down to Grand Cayman for 2 weeks. He takes your bone marrow out and he puts it under C-arm and injects it into, say, your hip joint, your knee joint, or whatever, and you get regeneration. But you know, I must take my other supplements if you get optimized care. I mean, he's get some effects by just doing a stem cell therapy. Mine are far better. So if you're going to see Chris or another doctor that does a joint clean out or stem cell therapy, you've got to take the rest of my supplements, red deer velvet, oncomycin, and the other things. And you may need epigenetic treatment like lumen photon or pulse magnetic field like the Magi or Selvedomat to get optimized regeneration.
But can't you get that surgery somewhere around here?
Yes. I have other surgeons I can track that. Some surgeons are tough. In fact, I have a doctor recently contacted me, and he has trouble with the local doctors he deals with here in California.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to find somebody that'll kind of clean out his knee before. And he actually has already gone to a stem cell doctor, and 3 or 4 times has put umbilical stem cells in, and it was completely useless. I said, this is what's going on with the stem cell stuff. 98% of the stem cell clinics are scamtastic. They're charging anywhere from $10,000 to $100,000. They put stem cells in without preparing you or detoxifying you. They don't have cofactor supplements. They don't do anything else to prepare your tissues to take the cells like a seed. And as a result, it fails. And they're eventually going to destroy the idea of stem cell therapy because you can't put, it's like throwing seeds on gravel. If you're a good Iowa farm boy or you're a good farm girl, let's say in Texas, you got to prepare the soil that the seeds don't take. And you got to think of stem cells as seed.
Here's a general question from the lady before. Does Neutrodyne interfere with migraine meds? No, it wouldn't interfere with any meds, would it? No.
Which one?
Neutrodyne.
Why? Why would it interfere?
Yeah.
None of our supplements interfere with meds. And first off, you don't want to take migraine meds. If you take migraine meds, it causes what's called dysmorphia. It makes you feel like your body's weird, like you're going through LSD or ayahuasca or some mind-altering drug.
Oh.
So I used to have migraines many years ago, and since I've been on my own supplement program, I haven't had a migraine. And I didn't get minor migraines. I got major ones where I'd actually go blind.
Another question from her daughter.
Yeah, you don't want to take migraine meds. They can actually increase the risk of stroke, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Our supplements, by the way, if you have migraines, your risk of stroke is much higher. So you've got to take supplements like a CoQ10 Supreme and VascuCare Carnitine and a Cardiovasc and Natokinase.
Oh, really? Yeah. Migraines can be a sign of having a stroke?
You're at much higher risk of having a stroke migraines, yeah.
What about someone like me who's never had a headache in my life? Is that a good thing? That's a good thing, of course. It's a good thing.
It means you're going to be
I won't have a stroke?
Well, it reduces it. It's just one pathway. You can still have problems if you have a dyslipidemia. And you have elevated homocysteine or heavy metals in your diet or you're drinking aspartame like our president. He's not going to be. He's not going to be.
I don't like him.
By the way, he's not going to be impeached by Nancy Pelosi. He's going to be impeached by his Coke in his hand.
We like sparkly water, don't we, Bill?
Yes, we do. Sparkly is good.
Okay, when we come back, Amanda from Arizona.
Yep.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Last segment.
Okay.
Hey. And we are back. And Michelle, you have more questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, Amanda from Arizona, Bill. How do I get a quantum array reading? What is that?
Well, for, she's talking about probably there's several different levels. First is the QRS machine, QRA, you know, quantum resonance.
QRMA.
Yeah. And you can just, we can purchase it even over time. The second level is a quantum diagnosis, and that requires a consultation as well as a quantum scan, and there are two different things. The quantum scan can be done, and you can do it as a day with Dr. Bill visiting, or we can do it otherwise. But the first thing is you need a consultation, so that requires initially two time units, 1 hour, 11-page history form, et cetera, and then we can talk about the other.
Okay. Next is Curly from Sacramento, California.
Right.
Dear Dr. Deagle, my wife and I want to talk about smart meters publicly. Any right. recommendations you have for how a local citizens group can oppose smart meter policies would be appreciated. The main thing we want to know is how you have dealt with your own electric utility and what would be the most effective way to deal with SMUD. What electric utility do you have? We have SDGE.
Okay, first off, the federal law basically doesn't mandate you have to take a smart meter. The utilities have done their converse. They tried to force smart meters when actually it was, had to be opted in rather than you being opted out. So that's the first thing, is the utilities are actually not following federal law. Secondly, you can advise the utility, and their lawyers may try to threaten. You can threaten them back if you're a pro se litigant. I recommend the course, How to Win in Court, and you can file a direct lawsuit. So don't just go publicly and announce stuff or go on the news. You got to start suing them. You have to sue not only the power utility, but the lawyers and the members of the boards. So you can sue them personally. Secondly, you need to take your smart meter off and put an analog meter. Do not let them put a smart meter on your house or apartment. They're toxic. They're going to put toxic pollution in your home, and they can induce fires in the wires in your home. In fact, in Saskatchewan, it's against the law, where they don't have as much corruption as Saskatchewan, Canada, outlawed smart grid. And smart grid started the fires in Northern California because they start sparks on the fire on the power lines. And those sparks, if there's chaparral or fire tinder nearby, is going to cause an explosive
Isn't
fire.
Isn't there a province in Canada, Saskatchewan?
Alberta, Saskatchewan.
That doesn't want to allow smart meters because of the fire.
Yes, in fact, not only fires on the power lines, mm-hmm. burning wires inside the buildings. So, firstly, smart grid was designed by control freaks in the global New World Order to smooth out the power usage thing, part of this green agenda garbage. And the idea is actually it starts fires, and now PG&E in Northern California is on a tune to $33 billion, so they're going bankrupt because they actually started fires. That's been proven now. And their idea is just to shut off the power rather than actually stop smart grid. Smart grid is the cause, plus they haven't removed the chaparral and the things around the fire. So the first thing you need to know is the federal law doesn't mandate it. They're liars telling you otherwise.
A couple of weeks ago, I had a call from one of our NutriMedical family listeners.
Right.
And she was telling me, she's in Ohio, actually.
Right.
But she was telling me, that was Sherry, I remember her
right.
name, too, because she's been around for years, that her husband put a Faraday cage around their smart meter. Would that help at all?
No, it does is stop the EMF field around the smart meter. You need to remove it and put an analog
Can
meter.
Can you still get through it? Probably through the house side, right?
No.
How does that work?
No, you just get an electrician to come out and whip it.
No, I'm saying what help would a Faraday cage do?
Nothing. It's a waste of time. Yeah. It only stops the Faraday cage, only stops electro pollution from the local meter, but it doesn't stop the wires in the house coming in and radiating everything square into your house.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
Yeah, it's a waste of time.
All right, next is Audrey, sent from her iPad. Dr. Bill, I have a neighbor who has progressive supranuclear palsy, and I've never heard you discuss this disease before, so how would you treat it? The man is 74 and has this for 2 years. It resembles Parkinson's with the motor skills and gait, but it's not the same, as you know, she says.
Right. Okay, so remember, I have a special training in internal medicine neurology. You have to understand any neurodegenerative thing requires three things: demyelination, free radicals, and oxidative damage causing neuron cell dropout. So it's a very complex thing. It requires an extensive protocol. It's not you don't do a starter protocol. This person will require a full range consultation. I will recommend not only tests that I can send, but also neurology imaging studies such as a T1 weighted MRI scan, SPECT blood flow scan, and other advanced tests like a quantitative electroencephalogram to map out their cortex. I then want to know what the neurotransmitter levels are with, say, Great Plains Laboratory. I want to know lots of other things, so it requires advanced testing and imaging. And then I would collaborate with the special clinics, including this person will probably require stem cell therapy but needs all my nutraceuticals. If they don't get the nutraceuticals, any other treatment they have is useless, so they'll need to have Neurogen, Omega Supreme Pro, Cognition Plus, Brain Power, and et cetera first to have the building blocks to remyelinate the nerve fiber tracts, and they may also use Sphingolin, which we use in MS.
And maybe that's all they can afford is just the protocol.
If they,
and
if,
I've known lots of people that didn't go on for stem cell therapy that have been helped by the protocol.
Well, 95% don't need stem cell therapy if they take
right.
our supplements, including red deer velvet. The problem is
you keep mentioning stem cell.
No, I'm saying they can go all the way up to that, but they don't necessarily need it.
$10,000 for that. You always mention it, though.
I talk to people
that are doing well with the supplements.
No, I agree with them.
You don't have to do that extra step.
Well, let me explain, okay? The reason why is that you have to say that so that if you do A, B, and C, and they say, well, I'm a limited budget, well, you've got a terminal condition, and if we don't give you a more advanced protocol, you're not going to probably survive. Some conditions, like sinusitis and solar respiratory, you get end-stage supernuclear destruction, you're going to die unless you take my full protocol. You're not going to even get partially better. You're going to die.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just
saying the stem cell thing,
I've heard so much negativity.
No, I'm not talking about stem cells. I'm saying we have red deer velvet, we have Lumen Photon, yeah. We have Epigenetic. You see, everybody's got tons of stem cells. And you don't necessarily have to inject the stem cells. You have to mobilize them, like our oncomycin and our red deer velvet and our other epigenetic treatments like Lumen Photon.
Right.
But occasionally, just like, for example, we have one young fellow, Isaac, we've had him on the show. He's going to get intrathecal, and it's cheaper this way. You take out your mesenchymal blood, and it's not 20 or 50 or 100,000, and you put it in. But it's very, very rare that you do that. But if you don't take all the supplements, which is a whole range, you're not going to get better. In fact, these clinics are driving me crazy because they're giving stupid stem cells and the patient's not detoxed or prepped or supplied with building blocks, and they waste their money, including Isaac went off on his own, and he actually got some treatment in Central America, and it did nothing to make him better. He spent a lot of money, too.
It's sad for him.
Yeah, it's sad because they don't listen to me. You see, you don't listen to Dr. Deagle, who's had experience with the stem cell clinics, whether you're at heart failure or MS.
The sad part is that he didn't have that much money, and he took all the money, you know, that they raised, right? They tried to raise money for it, and, you know, did that stem cell thing, and now he's just actually worse.
Well, let me complete my thought on that, and this is important to warn people, okay? I've been working in this area for well over 12 years in stem cell therapy, and I know what works and doesn't. And in 98% of the time, you don't need stem cells, you can take our supplement. But if you're absolutely determined to take stem cells and you don't take all my supplements, you're not going to get better. It's a waste of your time. Okay, does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Like this guy was determined, I'm going to do stem cell. I found someone will do it for $5,000.
That's because people go on the internet and think, oh, you know, there's so much sales on there. To make it seem like it's
a
miracle.
Yeah, they go to the cyber doc on the internet.
And Bill, you know, he's a young man. I think MS is one of the worst things disease-wise that I've ever seen.
Well, let me make a comment here that I want people to understand. We've been doing this now for, approaching 15 years, right?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
And I also gave some help when I was doing vacuum
prostate
20 years
ago. Practice for how many years?
I'm talking about online on air, okay?
Yeah.
Even back 20 years ago when I was doing the Prophecy Club. Now, a portion of people will take our supplements for a period of time and they get better. But then they think, well, I can cut it down and maybe you can go to a maintenance program. But if you stop taking them, this is like our guy in Scotland, he stopped taking them because he had, quote, financial problems and he had a heart attack. So you can't stop. You can taper, maybe, because you're going on maintenance. But if you stop or stuff, you're going to go back to your previous state and you're going to get in big trouble.
Bill, next is George in an email, and he says, Dr. Deagle, I'm a huge fan of your shows, seminars, and radio station, and would like to first and foremost kindly thank you on the knowledge you have bestowed on us for years. That's Canadian, bestowed.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have quite a serious inquiry about a relative of mine. He is the father of my sister's two children, and has recently been diagnosed with an aggressive form of cancer in his stomach, and doctors have literally told him he has till next year. to live.
That's because he's in a socialist country. Let me explain
no,
this.
No, he's... Why did you assume
he's
that?
In Canada.
I don't know where he's... No, that was me using a Canadian accent. He's not from Canada. He's just in an email.
Well, let me explain.
His email is a .com. I don't know where he's from.
17 states in the United States, now the insurance carriers, 17 states, are now recommending end-of-life care rather than life extension, even conventional chemo, so they're killing people by giving them lethal injections. And this man, even if he gets conventional care, might survive even so many more months, may not be really in great shape because chemo can damage your brain and your heart. But what people have to understand is cancer is an infection. It's viruses and fungi.
Is stomach cancer is as bad as pancreatic cancer?
Usually pancreatic is more advanced by the time you diagnose it.
So it doesn't spread quicker? I mean, because why would they only give them like...
Well, they only give them that because they're not going to do things for them. Because, let me tell you...
That's what he says. He says that the
the
hospital examined him, found the cancer, and diagnosed him without...
That shows you how useless the medical profession is, by and large, okay? Number one.
At least in Canada, it's socialized medicine.
Let me give you the quick... No, they won't. They'll kill you, okay?
No.
No, the Canadian government, when they get sick enough from a heart or other problem, they give you a lethal injection, you don't even go to committee. It's a waste of time. Same in Britain. I remember talking to Dr. Ivor Glacier, 1980s, 29, 30 years ago, and he trained me. He was a triple-boarded specialist in allergy, infectious disease, etc., okay, internal medicine. And he trained me in infectious and allergy technology and what's called the wrinkle method for testing, you know, people with skin testing. And I remember talking to him, and he was a British doctor, and he said, you know, in Britain, when they brought in national health care, the doctors at first were really nervous, and then after a while, they realized the government was telling them to kill patients. Right now, they're so short of services, people are dying left and right. They only have 6 heart-lung bypass machines in the city of London with over, like, 15 million people or something. It's ridiculous.
I thought they do chemo for anything. Like they still do
No, the
chemo.
Problem is if you do chemo without doing testing, you're going to kill someone and you're going to destroy their health.
Isn't that what's recommended still is chemo?
Yeah, radiation? But it's not good because half the people...
In this guy's case is...
Well, let me tell you what I would do for basically somebody with cancer. Number one, you may just get cured if you simply take our supplements. I had a lady I talked to 2 days ago. She couldn't have any budget, and she has no health insurance. She's up in Montana. She just took our supplements and Lumen Photon, and guess what? Her cancer marker tests are normal now. And her doctors are so mad at her that her cancer went away, they wouldn't even certify the test, so I had to certify the test to send it back to Boston to the AMS lab. Her cancer disappeared. She has a little nodule there. Now, she asked me what I do next. I said, the next thing I do is I do the RGCC test in Greece to see if you have any active cancer cells in your blood. And the next test is what's called the gold standard at Sloan Kettering in New York. It's a spiral thin section CT and a PET scan. They're expensive, though, but they'll tell you if you have a nodule on a CT scan if it's actually cancer or if it's got secondary metastases. Plus, you can measure cancer cell blood markers in your blood. The doctors are lazy, they're incompetent, and they don't know science. And if you don't know living pathology, you're not only useless, you're a danger. It's like somebody with a gun loaded with a safety off. That's what these doctors are like.
Well, we're going to go. We're running out of time, Bill. So we know the basics for cancer.
Supplements.
Malignablock,
ellagic acid, Inflamax. Okay. Power, high dose Power C, cell defense. Cell defense, which is our curcumin product.
Right.
If you take those five, and that's what she did, her cancer went bye bye. See ya. And she didn't get chemo or radiation or a mastectomy.
Adios, amigos. God bless you.
Thank you for coming here, sweetie.
We'll see you next week.
You got a big smile.
Who's on next today, Bill?
Keisha Rogers, our wonderful black lady from Texas, who is a brilliant member of LaRouche Foundation, and she's replacing Carly.
Thank you, Jeremy, and thank you, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Hour 3, Pastor Butch Baugh.
Weekend.
Yeah, wonderful weekend, too.